Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yemoi Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Aleph. And we are going to pick it up on the very, very top of Yuma daf Samach Aleph by the words Amar Ula on the very top line. Says the Gemara. Now we're talking about getting the order of Avodas and Yom Kippur wrong. Good morning, Chanachanach, Tzvika, Dovzi, Avi, Reb Zalman, Dr. Joe, Mordechai, and Shlomo David. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Sa'ir Sheshachto Koda Matan Damo Shelpar. Let's say you slaughtered the Sar Lashem prior to the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, the par of the Kohen Gadol. So the shechita of the sa'ir is meaningless. It's not kosher. It's not a good shechita if you shechted it prior to the sprinkling of blood. First you have to shecht the bull, and then you sprinkle the blood of the bull. And only after the sprinkling of the blood of the bull can you slaughter the goat. So Ula said, if you slaughtered the goat prior to the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, the slaughtering is meaningless. Apologize about my voice. Last night was a senior dinner and then a chasanos late night. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Hikdim Dama Sar L'Dama Par. The Mishnah said if you accidentally sprinkled the blood of the goat prior to the blood of the bull, no problem. Just sprinkle the blood of the goat again afterwards. Wait a second, just go sprinkle the blood of the goat afterwards? But Ula, you just got finished telling me that if you slaughter the bull before the sprinkling of the Dama Par, if you slaughter the goat prior to the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, of the par, so then the slaughtering is no good. So how are you just going to sprinkle the blood afterwards? You should have to shech the whole other animal, because in this case, you sprinkled the blood of the goat first, then you sprinkled the bull. You have to slaughter the sire again. You can't just sprinkle the blood. V'emisa yachzor v'yishchot mibayle. The Gemara shouldn't have just said go back and sprinkle the goat's blood. You have to also shech the new goat, because you just got finished telling me that the shechting of the goat has to happen after the sprinkling of the bull. It's the Gemara. No, we explained this when we learned the Mishnah. Tirgama Ula. No, the Mishnah is not talking about the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're right. If you got it out of order in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you'd have to slaughter a whole nother goat. That's not what we're talking about. The sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim went hunky-dory. It went beautiful. You sprinkled the bull, and then you sprinkled the goat. Everything was fine. You sprinkled the bull, then you slaughtered the goat, and you sprinkled the goat. That was fine. When the Mishnah says you did it out of order, it means the second set of sprinklings. The sprinklings in the Heichal. The sprinklings on the Parochus inside the base of English, not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside, in the main part. If you got that out of order, if you did the goat before the bull, then you just re-sprinkle the goat again afterwards. Tirgama Ula b'matanas shebeheichal. V'cheinam Rabbi Efes. I wonder if Rabbi Efes, can you imagine his mom named him Efes when he was born? Like, you're a nothing, Rabbi Efes. Rabbi Efes. I don't know why they called him Rabbi Efes. Interesting name. I hope. Exactly, last week's parsha. Efes. V'cheinam Rabbi Efes. B'matanos shebeheichel. We're talking about the sprinklings in the Beis HaMikdash proper. Says the Mishnah. V'chein beheichel v'chein b'mizbeach. The Gemara is not going to quote a brisa that's going to discuss the atonement achieved by the par, the bull, and the goats of Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught us in a brisa. At the end of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'chiper es migdash hakodesh ves omoid ves hamizbech yichaper v'al hakohanim kolam kol yichaper. Oh, v'chiper es migdash hakodesh ze lefnai v'lefnim. That's the blood sprinklings that we did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That they are mechaper, that tumah the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is mechaper on any tumah that happens in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, al moed ze heichal. That the sprinklings in the Ol Moed is mechaper for any tumah that happened in the Ol Moed. Mizbeach kemashmo. Any tumah that happened to a person on the Mizbeach. Yechaper elo azaros. Any tumah that happened in the Azara. Hakohanim kemashmon. And this tumah applies, we get a kapara for any tumah that happened to the Kohanim. Amakol elo Yisrael. Any tumah that happened to all of Klal Yisrael in any of these areas. Yechaper elo alaviyim. Hushvu kulon lechapara achas. Kohanim leviyim Yisraelim. All have one kapara. Shekulon miskaprin. Besara mishtaleach. Besara veros. So these bulls and goats atone for any tumah in these places for Kohanim leviyim and Yisraelim. But the fact that the Torah includes Kohanim Levim Yisrael in this pasuk also says that they're all miskaprim besara mishtaleach bishar averos, anything aside from tuma averos, all other averos, the sara mishtaleach, the goat that was sent away to the desert and thrown off a cliff, is mechaper for Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim for all other averos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that even the Sar La'azazel did some atonement for Kohanim. The Kohanim got atonement for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav from the sprinklings inside and outside in the Mizbeach. And the Kohanim got atonement for all other Averas, like all of Klal Yisrael, got atonement from the Sar Mishtalech. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon Omer, K'shem Shadama Sar Anasid B'Fnim. Mechaper al Yisrael b'tumas migdash v'kadoshav. Kach dam apar mechaper al kohanim b'tumas migdash v'kadoshav. Just like the blood of the sa'ir atoned for Klal Yisrael b'tumas migdash v'kadoshav, so too the dam of the bull was mechaper for the kohanim b'tumas migdash v'kadoshav without vidui. U'kishem shevidui shel sar mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averos. The vidui on the sar mishtalech was only for the Yisraelim on all other Averis aside from Tumas Migdash Kadoshav. Kach vidui shel par. So the sprinklings is one kapar for the Kohanim, and the vidui of the par is the other kapar for Kohanim for the Shar Averis, non Tumas Migdash Kadoshav. It was all from the par. The vidui shel par mechaper al Kohanim b'Shar Averis. They don't need the Sar Mishtalech. The goat that was sent out to the Midbar was only for Klal Yisrael, not for the Kohanim. The Kohanim got all their atonement from the bull. From the sprinklings, they got atonement for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. And from the Vidui, they got atonement for all the other Averos. Oh, says the Gemara. Now, the Tanaim and our Mishnah had a discussion. What's the din when the blood was sprinkled out in the middle of the sprinkles? The Gemara is now going to quote a brisa that's going to expand on this halacha. Tana Rabbanon, our rabbis taught us in a brisa. This is talking, right. At the end of the blood sprinklings of the goat and the bull, the Torah says, V'chila, he completed, Mikaper es HaKodesh ves Olmod ves HaMizbeach. So how do we understand the pasuk? V'chila, he finished, Mikaper es HaKodesh, he finished atoning on the Kodesh, Zelefnai v'lefnim. That's the blood sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ol Moed Zeheichal, that's the blood sprinklings in Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Kamashmo, that's the blood sprinklings on the Mizbeach. Since the Torah divided them up in this way, Malamed, Shekulon Kapara Kapar B'fnei Atzmon. Each of these three blood sprinklings is a separate series on its own right. And each one does not depend on the one prior. Mikan Amru, from this drasha the rabbis taught, Nasan Mikzas Matanu Shebifnim V'nishbach Adam, Yavi Damacher V'yazcha B'tchil Matanu Shebifnim. If the blood spilled in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim sprinklings, you have to shecht another animal and start all over again from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon Omer, no, you don't have to start. Eino maschel mimakom shepasak. If you already sprinkled three out of the eight, so you just do another five. Gamar asa matanu shebifnim. Once you finish the avodas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'nishbach adam, let's say the blood spilled, in between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the sprinklings in the Heichal, you don't have to redo the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once you finish the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's done. It's a separate story. You start from the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, the sprinklings. Let's say you sprinkled three of the sprinklings in the Beis HaMikdash. The Nishbach Adam, and the blood spilled out. Yavi Dam Acher, bring other blood. You had to shech the new animal and bring other blood. But you don't have to go back and redo the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You do the ones in the Heichal. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon Omrim, even the ones in the Heichal, you don't have to restart. No, you can just complete, go to where you left off. Let's say you did three sprinklings on the parochas in the Beis HaMikdash, so you just complete the next five. Let's say you finished all the sprinklings of the bull and the goat in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the blood spills, so you got to shecht another animal and bring it, and then you go to the Mizbeach. Let's say you poured some of the spill, you sprinkled some of the sprinklings on the Mizbeach, and then the blood spilled. Tanakhava says, so you only have to start series number three. You don't have to go back to series number two and series number one. Everyone agrees to that. That's already done. You don't have to go back to that. Not only do you have to go back to one and two, you don't even have to go back to that series. You could just continue where you left off in series number three. However, let's say you finish series number one and series number two and series number three, and then the blood spills. So what's all that's remaining? Spilling the leftovers on the Yisod HaMizbeach, on the base of the outer Mizbeach, the western base, the one that you bumped into first, Lifnei Hashem. Divrei HaKol Loi Ma'akvei. Everyone agrees you don't have to slaughter a new animal because the spilling of the leftover blood is not ma'akev the kapara. It's just a mitzvah, a special mitzvah. But if all the blood spilled out, no problemo, amigo. You don't have to go back and slaughter a new animal to do that. Divrei akal loy ma'akvei. The pouring of the leftover blood on the western base of the outer mizbeach does not prevent the avoda from working. And it's not ma'akev. And therefore, you don't have to go slaughter another animal to make that happen. Both Rabbi Meir, that's who Tanakama is, and Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon, who say that you don't have to go back and restart the series, rather you continue in the middle of the series. Both of them learned their opinions from the same place. This pasuk, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk that's sprinkling about the sprinkling of the bull and the goat blood on the golden mizbeach on Yom Kippur. V'chiper Aaron al kanosav pam achas pashana midam chatas ha-kippurim achas pashana. Yichaper alav. What does this word chatas mean? Rab Meir, that's Tanakama. Rab Meir savar. Chatas achas amarti loch. It's all got to come from one chatas. Velo shtei chatos. So you need one carbon. So if the blood spills in the middle, you got to slaughter another one and start from the beginning of that series, because that whole series has to come from one animal and not two separate animals. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, you could just continue where you left off. That means you're using the blood from two different animals to do the sprinklings, and that ain't no good. Rabbi Meir savar chatos achas amarti loch velo shtei chatos. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon savri no. Chitui achas amarti loch. Just one sprinkling. Velo shnei chituyin. And not two, you're not going to sprinkling number two twice. And according to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, according to Rabbi Meir, if you got to repeat, let's say you did four sprinklings and then the blood spilled. So you're going to repeat the four sprinklings, that's two sprinklings. Chat chitui achas velo shnei chituyin. Oh. Now, the Gemara is now going to present, do these same disputes apply to the sprinkling of the oil on the sprinkling of the oil? There was also three series of sprinkling when it came to sprinkling oil on a mitzora, someone who was trying to purify himself from having tzara'as, which is loosely translated in some of the old chumashim as leprosy, but it's not really leprosy. Tzara'as is not really leprosy. Leprosy is just an approximate type of illness which mimics tzara'as. But the tzara'as of old, it wasn't contagious. It wasn't leprosy. But we translate it as leprosy, but it's not really leprosy. So tzara'as, you had tzara'as on you. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Li Chilek Rabbi Yaakov, Belugin. So, we learned in a Braisa that Rebbe said that the Tana Rabbi Yaakov distinguished between the blood sprinklings on Yom Kippur of the bull and the goat. He distinguished, he distinguished between the oil sprinklings on the Metzorah. That even though there's a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Meir as far as the blood and the bull sprinklings of Yom HaKippurim, do you continue where you left off or do you have to start from the beginning of this series? Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree that when it comes to the oil pourings of the Metzorah, the oil sprinklings, if the oil was spilled in the middle, you have to start back from the beginning of the series. Even Rabbi Elazar and Shimon would disagree on Yom Kippur. They agree by the oil of the Metzorah, they have to start from the beginning of the series. Ask the Gemara, Velo. Really? They don't argue by the oil of the Metzorah? V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, not true. Nasan miktsas matanos shebifnim. Part of the service of the sprinkling of the oil of the Metzorah is that you had to do it in, here Bifnim means in the Beis HaMikdash. You wouldn't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the Metzorah. It says, V'hizah min HaShemen be'etzpo'o sheva pa'amim lifnei HaShem. A pasuk in Parashas Tazria. So, V'atanya nasan mikses matanos shebifnim. Vinishbach alug, and let's say the jug of oil spilled out. Yavi lug acher, v'yascha betchidu matan shemicha. You have to start over again. Rabbi Elazar and Shimon omim, mimalkum shepasuk u'masuk. You don't have to start over again. Oh, gomar matan shemicha vinishbach alug. If it spilled out after you finished the sprinklings in the Beis Hamikdash, yavi lug acher, v'yascha betchila b'matanos shebabohonos. The second set is the sprinkling of the oil on his big thumb and big toe, his right albon yado haymanis on his right big toe, albon raglo haymanis and his right big thumb and his right big toe, but you don't have to go back to the heichal. Nasan mixes matanos babahonos mishpachalug. Let's say you did part of the sprinklings on the big thumb and the big toe, and it spilled. Vinishpachalug, yavi lugach v'yascha betchila b'matanos shebabahonos. You don't have to go back to the sprinkling of Beis HaMikdash. You just go back to the beginning of the big thumb and big toe sprinklings. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Amrim No Mimok Shepasuk U'Maschil. You see, he argues by the Mitzorah. Gamar matanos shebabahonos v'chalug. Divrei Hakol. So there's two series. Everyone agrees that you don't have to bring more oil to sprinkle on the head of the Mitzorah. Matanos harosh lo ma'akvos. The third set you sprinkled on the head of the Mitzorah, but that's not ma'akev. That doesn't have to be. Even if the oil spilled out before you did any sprinklings on the head whatsoever, just like the fourth set of sprinklings of the shiarim of the power and the soyom kippur's not ma'akev, so through the third set of sprinkling the oil on the head of the Mitzorah, that's not ma'akiv. So you see that they do argue. What are you telling me that they don't argue? You see clearly from this braisa that how could Rebbe say that Rebbe Yaakov said that they don't argue? Answers the Gemara, Amor, you're right. We got Rebbe's words wrong. Lishana Rebbe Yaakov belugin. No, that they do argue. Not that they don't argue by lugin. Lishana Rebbe Yaakov belugin. Not lichilek Rebbe Yaakov belugin. Lishana Rebbe Yaakov belugin. That not only do Rebbe Elazar and Shimon argue by the blood, they also argue by the lugin. Amarma. We're going back to the Braisa that tells us that the sprinklings of the oil on the head of the Mitzorah are not ma'akiv. Amarma. Matanos harosh ein ma'akvos. The oil sprinklings on the head of the Mitzorah are not crucial. They don't prevent the Mitzorah from becoming tahar. Says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason that we're saying that the head sprinklings are not ma'akiv? E leima mishum dichsiv. Because it says, buys those head sprinklings in Parshas Tazria. Vahanosar min Hashem min Hashal kafkoin yitin arosh amitaher. Since it calls it the leftovers, so they're not so important. El me'ata. Is that true that whenever the Torah calls something leftover, it's not important? What about shiori mincha? It says in Parshas Vayikra, Vahanoseres min ha-mincha, noseres, hachinami delo ma'akvei. Really, the leftover carbon mincha after the koimetz. So you have the shiraim, you take the fistful and you have the shiraim. It's not ma'akiv if you don't burn it. Let's say some of it spilled before the burning of the koimetz. Some of it spilled. That's not true. We learned in the Mishnah Menachos, shiari mincha, that some of it spilled. You lost some of it between the kmitza and the akhtara. So you're not allowed to be makter the koimetz if you lost some of the shirayim. So just the fact that the Torah calls it noser doesn't mean that it's expendable. Says the Gemara, you're right. Those shirayim would be makiv. Shani hasam, but by the leftover oil sprinkling on the head of the mitzorah, it's a double shirayim. It's noser of a noser. What do you mean? Dechsiv. And then it says, "Vahanosar min Hashem Hashal kafkoin tail and rosh amitayer." It says, "Umiyeser Hashem and vahanosar." It's shirayim of shirayim. So it's a double shirayim. That's not ma'akev. A single shirayim is ma'akev, like by the carbon mincha. That only says yeser one time. That is important, but by the leftovers that you're sprinkling on the head of the mitzorah, it says, "Vanosar min Hashem and yitin al rosh hamitaher." It's a noser of a noser. So that's why it's not ma'akev. Now, another aspect of this machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, "Asham mitzorah sheshachto shelo lishmo." If you have an asham mitzorah, right? A mitzorah has to bring a carbon asham as part of his tahara process. Let's say you shechted it not for the sake of an asham mitzorah. You shechted it for the sake of a different carbon, any other carbon. Asham mitzorah shechted. Now, what's the halacha of any carbon that's shechted shelo lishma? The halacha is, it's kosher la'akrava. You are allowed to burn it on the mizbeach, but it's lo yodlu l'baylim l'shem chayva. It doesn't count. You keep it on the Mizbeach, but you have to bring another Karban Hashem. You don't get atonement through it. It's kosher, but it's le'olu l'baylu m'shem chayva. So, baru l'machlok is Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. So, this would be, Rav Yochanan claims, this would be another iteration, another application of the machlokes between Rav Meir, who said you have to start from the beginning of the Seder, and Elazar B'Shimon says just continue where you left off. What does this have to do with that? Says the Gemara, Bar Machlokes Rav B'Shimon. Why? Rabbi Meir de Omar Yavi Acher V'Yaschol B'Tchila. Rav Meir, who said that by the blood of the bull and blood of the goat, you got to start the series over again. And by the oil of the Mitzorah, you got to start the series over again. Hachanami here too. You shechted an asher mitzorah shalolishma, so you started the service in the wrong way. Yavi acher v'yishchot, no problem. Bring a new carbon, start over again. See, here Rav Meir is going to end up being lenient. He says you could bring a new carbon and start over again. However, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says you're supposed to just continue the existing service. So now you have a problem, because you're going to be makriv this asham on the Mizbeach. But it's no good. It doesn't work. So you can't continue. Rabbi Elazar B'Shim said you have to continue the service. But you can't continue the service. It doesn't work with Shechtin Shalom Lishma. You can't continue this service. Ula Rabbi Lazar, Ula Rabbi Shimon, Sha'omer, Mimokum, Shapazar, Mumaschil. Hacha ain lo takani, you have nothing to do. Maskevlar, Rav Chista asked, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yerchanan says that according to Rabbi Lazar and Bishimon, you can not be able to bring a new carbon, but according to a mayor, you are going to be able to bring a new carbon. Maskevlar, Chista. Vaha oso ksiv. Oso. What do you mean, oso says? You got to use the same sheep that originally was brought. You can't bring another one. Even according to a mayor, you shouldn't be able to. This Mitzorah should be up a creek without a paddle. He has nothing to do. He's never going to be able to become tar. Says the Gemara Kashya. You're right. That's a difficulty. So, of course, we have to figure out why it says Kashya, not Tiyufta. The Achronim talk about why it says Kashya, not Tiyufta. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. However, even though Rav Chista just upschlugged Rabbi Yochanan, he asked the question against him from the word Oso. Nevertheless, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that only according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon you could bring another. I'm saying, or only according to a mayor you could bring another carbon. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the guy's up a creek without a paddle. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Asha Mitzorah Sheshachta Shalol Lishma. You have an Asha Mitzorah that you shechted at Shalol Lishma. Oh, Shalom Nosan Midamo Legabe Bahonos. Asher Mitzor that you shechted Shalom Lishma. Oh, or you shechted it Lishma, but Shalom Nosan Midamo Legabe Bahonos. You did not take from the blood and sprinkle it on the big toe and the big thumb of the Mitzorah. Hareza Ola Legabe Mizbeach. It's kosher. Vitot Nesachim. You have to bring the wine pourings with it. However, it doesn't count. You have to bring another carbon asham. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan's right that according to Rabbi Meir, you bring another one. This is like Rabbi Yochanan within the opinion of Rabbi Meir. You can bring another one. Against Rav Chista, who said everybody agrees there's nothing he could do. For Rav Chista Amalach, how's Rav Chista going to answer this, Brisa? Rav Chista Amalach, my tzarich? What does it mean? You have to bring another one? It means you have to bring another one and you can't. Wow. That's an original reading. Tsarich Asha Machalach Shiro. You need another one and you're stuck. You can't bring another one, so you're shafted. Rav Chista Amalach Mai Tsarich. Tsarich Ve'ein Lo Ta'akana. Wow. Rav Chista says sometimes when a Brisa will say you have to do something, you have to do it and you can't do it, therefore you're shafted. Just because it says you have to bring another one doesn't mean that it's okay to bring another one. You have to bring another one, and you can't bring another one, and therefore you're shafted. Wow, what an original reading. But the Gemara is going to say we see this elsewhere. V'tani tana tzarech ve'ein lo taka. Ask the Gemara, really? Really? That's a thing that a brisa could say? Tzarech, you need to bring another one, and you can't? That's not the simple explanation. Ask the Gemara. V'tani tana tzarech v'ein lo takana. Does a tana use a language of you have to bring a certain carbon, but you can't? Does the tana really say that? Answers the Gemara, in. That's my favorite word in the Gemara, right? In, right? You think you're reading it as ain. No. In means yes. It means the opposite of what you think. In. Yes. V'hatanya. V'hatanya, 99 out of 100 times means you're asking a kasha. Here it's not a kasha. Here it's a raya. In Vatanya, nazir mimorat. Let's say you have a bald nazir. A bald nazir. Now the halacha is, a nazir has to shave all his hair on the day that he ends his nazirus. So what happens if he ain't got no hair to shave? He's bald. So what's the din? Vatanya, nazir mimorat. Beis Shammai Omrim, Tzarech Havaras Tar. You got to shave your head. Okay, you got no hair to shave. No problem. Take the razor. So you can have a very easy time of shaving your head. You take the razor and you move it over your head. And you shaved your head. Okay, you got no hair, but you still shaved your head. Who says you need hair to shave your head? You shave your head without the hair. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, Ein Tzarech Havaras Tar. Beis Hillel says, that's ridiculous. You don't have to shave your head. because you don't have any hair to shave. V'amar Rabbi Avina, kishomer Beishamai tzarich, when Beishamai says you have to shave your head, you know what he means? Tzarich ve'ein lo takana. You have to do it, and you can't do it. And therefore, this nazir can never get out of his nazirus, according to Beishamai. So you see, according to Rabbi Avina, Beishamai says tzarich, even in a place where there's nothing he could do. So Soter Rav Chisda is going to explain that. Tzarech by the Ashim that was Shechtet Shalol Shema. Upliga de Rabbi Padas. And this explanation of Beis Shammai argues on Rabbi Padas' explanation of Beis Shammai. Da'ama Rabbi Padas. Beis Shammai Rabbi Lazar Amar Davar Echad. Beis Shammai agrees to Rabbi Lazar. They both agree the same Shita, that if it's impossible to fulfill the words of a pasuk exactly like it's written, you could be mekayim the pasuk a little differently. Beis Shammai Hoda Amaron. This that we said about shaving the nazir, even if he has no hair, it's okay. He could shave without any hair. Rabbi Lazar Disnan. Rabbi Lazar says a similar thing in we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Nigaim. By a mitzora who requires sprinkling of blood and oil on his big toe and big his thumb and his big toe, his right hand thumb. And let's say the guy doesn't have a thumb, he doesn't have a big toe, he was amputated. Says Rabbi Lazar, ain lo born yad, born regel, ain lo taro lamis. You're shafted. You can never get out of becoming a mitzora. The Torah says you got to do it on your big thumb, your big, on your thumb or your big toe. If you don't have a thumb, big toe, too bad. Rabbi Lazar Omer, what are you talking about? No sein al makom over yotzi. Rabbi Lazar says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Lazar says, no problem. If you can't be mekayim the pasuk the way it's written, just place it on the place where your big toe is supposed to be, and that's good enough. That's good enough. So you see that according to Rabbi Padas, Beis Shammai says, if you can't do it the way it's supposed to be, so you just put a razor on there and there's no hair, it's good enough. Again, what we said before. Just like Rabbi Lazar says, if you have no big toe and no thumb, sprinkle it on the place where the big toe and the thumb is supposed to be, and that's good enough. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im nasan al shel smol yatsa. He holds, do it on the left one. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to talk about catching the blood of the Ashim Mitzora. Once we're on the topic of Ashim Mitzora. Midam v'lokacha kohen midam ha'asham. Yochol b'kli. You might have thought you have to be mekabel the blood with a kli, like all other karbanos. Talmud Loma, that's why the Pasuk says, v'nosan. So now we're comparing the v'nosan to v'lokach. Ma nisina ba'atzmo shel kohen, just like when you sprinkled this blood on the thumb and the toe of the kohen, you use your finger. Af l'kicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. So too the Kabbalah's Hadam could be with his hands. Yochol af l'mizbeach kein. You might have thought that even the Kabbalah's Hadam for sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, also, that could be biyad velobikli. Talmud Lomar, no. Ki kachatas ha'asham hu. The asham mitzora is like the chatas. Ma chatas to una kli. Just like a chatas, you have to kabbalas adam in the kli. Af asham ton kli. So too, the kabbalas adam of the asham mitzora has to be done with a vessel. Nimtzeis ata omer. So it comes out that you say asham mitzora shnei kohanim kabbalas mustamo. You could have two different kohanim being mekabel the dam of the Ashim Mitzora. Echad biyad, the guy who's going to be sprinkling on the mizbeach. I'm sorry, the guy's going to be sprinkling on the mitzora, on the mitzora's thumb and toe. He does the kabbalah with his hands. The echad b'kli, and one of them uses a kli. Zeshkibu b'kli balo etz on mizbeach. The one who's mekabel the blood of the kli, he could sprinkle that blood on the mizbeach. Vezeshkibu biyad balo etz on mitzora, and the one who received the blood in his hands, he sprinkles the blood on the mitzora. Tana Rabbanan. A little bit more. This is one little more line about the kapara al nasa yidei Kama parmos ir. Tan Rabbanan. V'chulan. All of the bulls and the goats needed for the blood sprinklings on Yom Kippur, if the blood was spilled out, v'chulan mitamin begadim. All of these animals, if something happened with them and you have to burn them, so they all are mitame, the begadim of the Kohen who has to burn them, v'nisrafim abeis hadeshen, and they would burn it all the way outside the camp. Divrei Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. V'chachamim omrim, ein mitamin begadim, they would not cause the begadim b'dami, v'ein nisrafim abeis hadeshen, ela ha'achron, only the last one, however, gomar bo kapara, since that is the last one done, that's the only one that you have to burn outside the camp. If the blood spilled on the last one, that's the only one that's mitame the begadim. But the first two, it's not mitame the begadim. Okay, we will stop here. Now, I have a little bit of a problem, Motzei Shabbos. I'm booked for the entire Motzei Shabbos. I'm booked, so I cannot give the shiur right after Shabbos. I apologize. If I give the shiur Motzei Shabbos, it's going to have to be at around like 1 in the morning, or maybe 12, 12:30 or 1. And we're making a party in the house for the Rebbe's, hosting Malav Malka for all the Rebbe's in Yeshiva. Motzei Shabbos, I got to help my wife prepare for it right after Shabbos. So I'm not going to be able to give the shiur. I'm booked the whole Motzei Shabbos. So I feel like either it's going to have to be like 1 in the morning. So, I certainly can give the shiur in person on Shabbos. I can do that. I can do that. I'll also record it for people who live in West Orange and Bergenfield. So if you wanted, are you up for in person on Shabbos? Is anybody up for that? Upstate. Oh, Gevaldik. Tzvika, you're in? Okay, is it not nice to the rabbi if we do it 40 minutes before Mincha? Is that not nice to the rabbi, or the rabbi doesn't care? Yeah, okay, so tentatively, maybe I'll give the daf 40 minutes before Mincha. If the rabbi gives the shiur upstairs, I'll give the daf downstairs 40 minutes before Mincha in person on Shabbos for anybody who wants. And then I'll record it at a different time. I'll record it for the YU Torah at 1 in the morning or whatever. Okay, I apologize. I can't do it live in Motzei Shabbos. Okay, everyone should have a great Shabbos. Yeah, Joe, you'll be around 1 in the morning? Whoa, Dr. Joe. Okay, great. I would love to have some company. It's going to be a quick version, though. It's going to be a quick version. That's all good, too. It'll be on double speed. It's on 2X.